Okay, today's daf is Tezayin. Thought that would just go back to Tezvav and Beis to just say the question of Ilfa. Remember, we were discussing whether or not you can combine two different halachic mechanisms to accomplish something. So Ilfa asked, which is 10, 11, 12 lines from the bottom. 10, 11, or 12. You have to count. So by Ilfa, Ilfa asks, Yadayim tahoros lachatzayim or ain't tahoros lachatzayim? Are hands tahor in parts or not tahor in parts? Again, so we're combining methodologies. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the question? What are we dealing with over here? What's he asking? We're trying to figure out what the question is. Eventually we're going to figure out what the question is, but we're not going to know what the answer is. So hey chidami, ilim with kamashu betrei, maybe we say that the kamashu betrei merviyas, that two people wash their hands, I think it's bezeh charzeh, to eat bread with a revius, right? They each used a revius. The revius is the minimum shear, and they each used a cup that contained a revius. So basically, everyone was using half a revius to wash their hands. This cannot be the suffix. The Hatanan, there's an explicit Mishnah in Yadayim. I think it's the first Mishnah in Yadayim. May revius not only Yadayim, the Echad Afilu Shnayim. For one revius, you can wash hands for one person, or even for two people. So that can't be a Shaila. That's a Beferish Mishnah. And everyone knows the Mishnah is in Yadayim. The Ella. So rather, maybe this is the question. Maybe the Sefer, like if Ilfa was talking about one man who washed his hands, but he washed his hands, the Kamashri Chada Chada Yode. He washed them one after the other. I guess he didn't do them, I guess, either simultaneously, or he didn't do them within a certain period of time to make them done at the same time. One says, that can't be either. Vahatanan, we have a Mishnah, and according to Tosafot, it's either a Hatanan or the Gersa Zatanya, depending on how you read the proof. Vahatanan, Hanotel Yodo Achas Benetila. If you wash one hand with the tila, I mean, you pour water over that hand. Va'achas b'shtifa, and one hand you sort of place down into the river that has, or the water that has 40 saw, yadav taharos, your hands are tahar. So you see here, even though it was not done b'vas achas, it was done one way, one done another way, it's not b'vas achas, so therefore, that cannot be the suffix. That's how Rashi explains it, right? I know Rashi says, the mashe chada yadav ahadar mashle idach. He says, no, Rashi says, throw the last line, Hanotel Yodo Achas Min Aklib, Zrika, Yodo Ketit Chachamim, the Achas Beshtifa Ben Arbim Emsa. He says, that's how you prove it, because you prove it. It's not even Zel Charzeh, because each done. So Tosos says, Rigatosos, Perish Bekunchers. Perish Bekunchers, Natal Yodo Achas Min Aklib Ketit Chachamim, the Achas Beshtifa Ben Arbim Emsa, Im Tomar, the Hechi Pashat Mehacha. How does that answer the question? Who says that this is being done with Zel Charzeh? Maybe it's being done at the same time. You're washing your hand. One person's washing your hand, and you're sticking, dipping your hand in the river with the other hand. Who says it's being done? You're trying to prove b'zeh al charzeh. Tosfos says there's no proof here that the case in the Mishnah is we're talking b'zeh al charzeh. He says im tomar v'hechi pasha mehacha ki mashi chada yado v'hada mashi leidach. That's what we're trying to prove, that you wash one hand and the other hand. Dilma hacha mayri she'asa b'vas achas chifu lezo v'nti lezo. Maybe it was all done at the same time. The Tosfos says of Yesh Lomit, the Kesavar Shas, the Gemara holds the Ein Chiluk. There's no distinction. The Mistabra, the Ibezer Chazol Lo Mahani, Hua Din Vas Achas Lo Mahani. He said that if it doesn't work Bezer Chazeh, it wouldn't work because they're doing it in different methodologies, then it wouldn't work with Vas Achas. That's how he answers the Parashi. But Tosfos gives a different answer, and Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam Garas Alpi Mishdayis has a different girsa. He says it's as follows: Natal Yodo Achas Mishtifa Achas Yado Tahara. Basically, you have a hachi perusha. Just read it. Meshtiva achas. Really, you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pour twice. You're supposed to pour twice on your hands. Once to wash off everything. Then the next one to the next washing to be tahar. So this Mishnah brings down that if you take one big massive pail and pour it on your hands, that there's enough in there that would equal two pourings. That would be sufficient. So Toso says, it says over there that Natal Yodo Achas Mishtifa Achas Yodo Tahora. If you washed your one hand with one shtifa, your hand is taller. So Toso says, you see from over there that you're doing one at a time. If you're doing one at a time, that's all right. That would be clear. That would answer our question. That's our question. One at a time. So that cannot be what is bothering Ilfa, because it's already an explicit Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ella de Kamashe Palga Palga. He's washing half a hand at a time. That's Ilfa's question. He's washing half his hand at a time. That can't be. The Ha'amri de Bei Rabbi Yanai, learned at the base of Rabbi Yanai, ain't Taharos Lachatzoyin. You can't purify half a hand. Once you washed half a hand and then wipe it off, it's as if you didn't wash it. So Gemara says, okay, he didn't wipe it off. Lo tzricha di ikam mashkev tofeach. It's still wet. It's still, you know, it's moist. And therefore, the question is whether now that I've washed half my hand and the moisture is still continuing on that other, that part of the hand, and I wash the other half of the hand, maybe the two, the moisture together, can connect and make it a full washing. So Gemara says, v'chi ikam mashkev tofeach, mai yave. What does mashkev tofeach do? It doesn't add. It doesn't add anything, meaning we know the answer to that as well. Vatnan, we have a mission on the 8th parak of Taharos. Hanitzok, right? Vakatapres, I think that's how you read it. Vakatapres. Umashke tofeach, enochibra lo tum lo tahara. So the nitzok, which means the flow, and the katapres, which is some sort of angled flow, and mashke tofeach and moisture are not a connector, not legabe tuma, and not legabe tahara. So what's the cases? So Nitzach Rashi says is kiluach. It's a pouring. And Katpres is har mishupa shemadrono medodir harbe. It's on an angle. It's a flow down a hill on an angle. It's eno chibur l'tuma. Rashi says it's not a connection for tumor. Meaning, kegon hame'are mikli tahor likli tame. You're pouring from a kasher kli on top, pouring into a non-kasher kli. My glass is tame. The pitcher is tahor. So I'm pouring it from the tahor down. So I'm pouring down. And in the flow of the liquid from the top to the bottom is connecting the two kelim. We've seen this a few times. That's not a connection. We don't say they're connected, that the two kelim are connected, and that the liquid in the upper vessel is now tame, and therefore the upper vessel will be tame as well. Same thing. If you put some sort of board and you flow things from the top to the bottom on this incline, it's not going to connect the top. And what's the tumah? If you go look a couple lines down, the chen letara, the inner mikvos. If you have by a mikvah, you're supposed to add the word kigon in there. Kigon shnei mikvos. You have two mikvos. She'en be'echad mehen arboim sa. You don't have the requisite 40 sa in either mikvah. Then nitzok, and this flow, or this katapres, umashke tofeach, or moisture connects the two. Mechabrim. We say it's not a chibor. So we see that mashke tofeach is not a chibor. So in our case, mashke tofeach on the hand wouldn't be a chibor. That can't be Ilfa's question. So the Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha di'ika tofeach lat piach. Not just it's moist, it's really moist to the point that the amount of moisture there is enough to make something else moist. Right? It's tofeach lat piach. So Gemara says, no, ha'nami tanina. That's already, we know the answer to that, of the tofeach lat piach, because it's we know that is a chibur. We know that type of moisture is a connector. So the Gemara says, well, we only know that legabi mikvos. That's where it says explicitly. How do we know that that's the case by Yadayim? So he says, Dilma le'inya mikvos, Rabbi Yehudahi. Maybe it's only legabi mikvos, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan, we have the following Mishnah. Okay, this Mishnah, I believe, is in Zavin. Where's this Mishnah? No, not Zavin. It's mikvos. Sorry. Parag Zion, Mishnah of Avin in mikvos. The Tanan. Mikvah, she makes sense because we're talking about a mikvah. Mikvah, she yeshbo arboim sa michuvanos. That's exactly what?
It's not necessarily exactly.
Yeah, but it's talking about this is mikvah, so it's really all the. Mikvah, she. It wouldn't be in Zalman. Mikvah, she yeshbo arboim sa. Mikvah has exactly michuvanos. It's exactly 40 sa. The yardu shnai vetavlu bezeach arzeh. Take out the parentheses. And two people go in. One and then the other. So the Tanakhama says, Rishon tahor, vahasheni tame. The first one is tahor because he went into a mikvah that's 40 sa. The second one is not tar, because most likely when the first person went out, he's bringing out some of the liquid with him. But when the second guy goes in, there isn't 40 sa. Rabbi Yehuda says, im hayu raglav shel rishon nogeya b'mayim, if the first guy is still sort of touching, his legs are still in the mikvah, he's connecting. The water on his body connects the mikvah to the mikvah. Im hayu raglav shel rishon nogeya b'mayim, af hasheni tar. Even the second one would be tar. So you see that, yes, tofeach lehatpiach is clear legabe mikvos. What Ilfa is asking is toveach latviach enough to connect the first partial washing of my hand to the second partial washing of my hand. The Gemara doesn't give the answer. Fine. The Torah, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samach Beis holds like the Rambam, right? And the Rambam says that it's tar, that it works. That it's going to work. It goes lakula in this case. I guess maybe it's a Safi de Rabbanon, so it's going lakula. Okay. Fine. Next, the next case is going to be another question to connect, to combine two halachic mechanisms. If we all remember from the Gemara and Shabbos, there were 18, That's the next one. The Chachamim made a takana. Somebody who goes, who's tovel in the mikvah in order to become tohor, and then after he comes out, he pours on himself or falls on him, shloshu lugim, three lugim of drawn water, or he goes into, you think it's like taking a shower, or he takes a bath in Rosho Verubo Lutok Kli that has Mayim She'uvim, that because of that he becomes a Sheini Lutumah. The reason being, we'll see in Rashi. But we say that he's Tameh. So the Gemara says, so I remember of Yirmiyah, Hare Omru, the Chacham said, this is the Mishnah in Zavim, Hare Omru, Haba, someone who goes in, Rosho Verubo B'mayim She'uvim, he goes into drawn water, the Tahor, this is, I guess, it's full Yom, somebody after he went to Mikvah, the Tahor, somebody who's Tahor, Shanaflu al Rosho Valrubo, Shlosh Lugim Mayim, She'uvim, he's Tameh. He's Tameh, he can't eat, as a Kohen, I guess he can't eat Truma until he does Tevila again. Rashi says, so Tameh, right, Rashi says, Tameh, the Truma Ashi Yitfa. Why? Look at the Rashi, the first wide line, or this is the second wide line. Umigzeras Shmona Asar Davarhi, Uperakam Masechah Shabbos. It's one of the 18 gezeros that they made in the first Perakam Masechah Shabbos. Vifaresh, my time of Gazarle. What's the reason? Vifishahayilahem Ma'aros Ruchim. They had, the mikvahs that they have are not like the mikvahs today. They were dirty, the water was disgusting. Especially in the summer when there wasn't a, you know, they couldn't refill it with any rainwater. So the Ma'aros Ruchim Litvila. Ula'achar Tvila Hayarochas in Meshuvim. After they did, went to mikvah, they would want to clean themselves. They would, you know, for hygienic purposes, so they would wash. V'tchil lomar, people began to say, lo elu mitarin, ela elu mitarin. These aren't what's making tahor. This is what's making tahor. So v'gazru alehin. So they made a gzera that you're not supposed to, that if you did do that afterwards, you just become a sheni. I don't know how long you have to wait until it's no longer considered that you made a, you went to the mikvah afterwards. Like Bismanze also, can you shower after you go to the mikvah? Right? You have to wait. I don't know how long the waiting period is. V'shuv gazru ala tahor, and they made another gzera that even a tahor shenaflu alav shlosh lugim mayim she'uvim, that even a tahor who three lugim of mayim of drawn water falls on him is also considered a sheni latuma. The ilo halokai mehak, because that in order to substantiate the underlying, basically they're saying that mayim she'uvim makes you tummy. Well, mayim she'uvim makes you tummy only if you come out of the mikvah, but if you regular mayim she'uvim doesn't make you tummy, so yeah, it would make you tummy as well. So that was the gzera that they had over there. So the question is, so you know, you have two things, you have mayim she'uvim. And you have Nichlas Rosh Hashanah, you have it falls on you, and Nichlas Rosh Hashanah. You have basically a shower and a bath. So what happens if you wash half your body in one and half your body in the other? You become tummy. That's by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Chetzio bevia, bechetzio benefila, mai. What's the halacha there? Teku. Right? So Rashi says, chetzio bevia, betocha kli, bechetzio benefila, shenaflo chetzi gufo shlosha lugin. So I guess you take a half, you take a short shower, or you take the handle off, and you wash your lower part of your body, then you jump, you somehow put in the bath with only the top half. However, you figure out the metzias, does that combine to make you the sheni latuma? Gemara says, take you. Typical review of your question. Okay.
The shower is really what makes you tired, not the actual.
So how do we know this? I don't know if we don't have it. I don't know the halacha. I don't think women are supposed to take a shower immediately upon leaving the mikvah. Amar Rav Papa, Amru Bal Keri Chola Shenastol Aptisha Kabu Mayim Tahor.
Another. How does that translate if you wash your hands of Katzon? You wash your hands of Katzon, isn't the same thing? If you wash one hand.
What is washing my hands of Katzon? It's not going to be slow shulugin. Well, you pour slow shulugin water on your hands? Pour Revius on your hands. Really? It's not your whole body anyway, it's just your hands.
He has big hands.
What?
Anyway,
right, but it's also not—it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not your whole body; it's just your hands. So it doesn't connect at all. Amar Rav Papa, Hare Amru Bal Keri Cholish and Nosnul Afisha Kabimayim Tahor. So what's the case over here? There's the Takana of Ezra. Ezra made a Takana that Bal Keri, someone has a seminal mission, in order for him to learn Torah, has to go to the mikvah in order for him to be able to permit it to go to learn. But now, if there was a chole, the guy was sick and couldn't go to the mikvah, they were makel that he could learn Torah if he just pours on him tisha kabim mayim she'uvim. So now the Gemara asks, okay, Papa asks about this bal kerius chole. So they put tisha kabim mayim on him. He's tar. So by Rav Papa chetzio b'tefila. Let's say this chole guy gets half of his body washed by dunking, and chetzio b'nesina, and half his body washed with the pouring of the water on. So my, what's the halacha? Does the pouring and the dipping combine? What's that noise? The pouring and the dipping combine in order to mitzvah to make this chole tahor, so that he can learn Torah. Not that he can go to the Beis Hamikdash, but that he can learn Torah. So Mar says teku. There's no, we don't have an answer, right? Rashi says balkari chole tahor. He says ledivrei Torah to Ezra tikin tvila labalkari and kodem shiasku b'Torah. V'kilo ala chole b'nesinas tishakavin afilu she'uvim seches brachos ala taro nichnas b'mikdash. It's not enough. He just because he's sick, he can't go to the Beis Hamikdash with his Mayim Shuvim. In order to get a Balkari. In order to go into the Mikdash, he has to have Arba Yimsa. Okay.
What do you
have to
wait for
Harif
Yemesh to become Torah?
For what?
I mean, the fact that...
He has to go to the Mikvah. It doesn't count that he has to...
I'm saying, but
the Mishnah is only talking about in order for him to learn Torah.
I know, but would he still have to wait for Harif Yemesh to learn Torah?
No.
No.
No. It's a time to Kutumah Darabanan that says if you go to the Mikvah, now you can learn Torah. Harisham is the concept of the Raisa. This is the Tumah Derabanan. You go to Mikveh, now you can learn. We don't, this is not necessarily, I don't think this is applies to Mizmah Zeh. We don't really keep this, some do, but I don't think we really keep this Takana. I don't know if, for what? For Tefillas Ezra. You see people, they go in for Tefillas Ezra. It's a Chumrah. It's not, most people, but the post game don't say this applies to Mizmah Zeh. If someone wants to go to Mikveh every morning, call it Kabbalah. No, by all means. All right. Calling on Shabbos, my different Shiloh, but whatever. Echad, ask your local rabbi. Okay, yeah. Echad Omar b'fanei nechtav, Echad Omar b'fanei nechtav. So getting back to our Mishnah, one aide comes and says b'fanei nechtav. It was written in front of me. But Echad Omar b'fanei nechtav, and one witness says it was signed in front of me. The Gemara says that it is puzzle. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan, lo shanu. They only said, meaning they only ruled in our Mishnah that this get is puzzle. Ella she'ein haget yotze mitachas yidei shneihem, when only one of them is the shliach, only one of them is the appointed messenger. Rashi says, she'ein haget yotze mitachas yidei shneihem, she'ein shneihem shluchim havaso, delo havu shneihem sheviyu get el echad heviyu. One brought it, and he said, let's say he said b'fani nechtav, and another guy says, yeah, by the way, b'fani nechtav, but he was never appointed the shliach by the Baal. But Sarech HaMevi, and the halacha is that the Mevi, the Shliach appointed by the Baal, he's the one who has to lomar b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. He has to say both, v'zeh lo amar. And this guy didn't say both. He only said one.
Our question, our problem with either Lashma or establishing the aid, then we're okay. And we satisfy that, so why do we care?
How did we satisfy here?
Because one of them said... We saw that one of them said...
But you could be... see, Lechlufin. But there's only one testifying on it. You only say that works for the Shliach. Right. Now, Kiyum, you're right. If there, you know, we might as well get to that. If there are two people who testify about an aspect, maybe that's not a problem. Because maybe he's doing about the Chasima, maybe doing Kiyum Staros. Then the question comes in, Asil Achlufe. So we're going to get to that.
It only works by
a Shliach. So the Gemara says, Aval, get Yotze Mitachas De Shneyem. Let's say both of them were appointed to Shliach. And if one's saying B'fani Nechtav and one's saying B'fani Nechtam, Aval get yotzi yidei shneim. Rashi has an interesting lashon. He says mitachas yidei shneim. So I would just start. So we say shneim shluchim. Rashi adds shneim adukin bo. They're both holding on to the star, right? The shneim shluchim, and they're both the shluchim. Shneim adukin makes it sound like they both have to be holding on to it. So Tosos says right away. He says last Tosos mashir pirish bekutcha shneim adukin bo lav dafka. That's lav dafka. She ain't sorok she yush mamish shneim adukin for ochsim again. They don't have to each be holding on to it. Omrim, Shabal I don't know, so basically just nullifies what Rashi says. So I don't know what it means Adukin. So Aval get Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shneim, we would say that the get is kosher. The get then would be fine. Why? Even though technically speaking, they didn't say anything. The Shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And only one said one said the other. So here Yossi gets to the point. Rashi says, V'afagad love kum ka'amri, the chad it's drucha l'meir tervayu, because one of them is supposed to say both things. To low lichlufu bekiyum shtaris ba'alma, because you don't want to mess it up comparatively to shtiyum shtaris. Afilu haki kosher, even though here it's fine, because the kasavar, as the Gemara is saying in a second, shnayim shevi'u get, ain't tzrichim lomar. For two people who bring a get as a shliach, they do not have to say anything. The time mishum she'ein edim etzuyim l'kaimo. The whole issue is that you're not going to have edim. So this going according to Rava. The whole issue is you're not going to have edim who are going to be able to substantiate the signatures. Here you have two people who are there. You have these two people. Let's just read it inside. So kasher amakasavar shnei sheviu get medina sayam ain't shrichem sheyomer funei nechta befunei nechta. They don't have this. Mind the amra holds that the two people come to bring in the get. They don't have to say befunei nechta befunei nechta because the whole issue is going according to shita of Rava. The whole issue is that you have to have two edim there to establish the signature, to confirm the signatures, and these two are there. I don't know why these two are there, because maybe one said funei nechta and he didn't foresaw the signatories. I don't know.
So he's not worried about asir lechlufa.
No, because you have two.
Asir
lechlufa is only when you're establishing according to one. Normally, you take two to establish.
So the Gemara. What?
Okay, wait a second. So then Rashi asks a question that she is probably bothering him. So then why do you have to have two appointed? If the whole issue is just that you have two people there, so who cares whether he's appointed or not? There's two guys coming in. Why do you need... Right, Rashi says, Ikasha, Kevin, the Sof Shnayinhein, Mali Shneim Shluchim, Mali Echamem, Hare Edim Etzuyim L'Kaimo. You have two witnesses. You don't need shluchim to establish. What you have two? It wasn't for two. We're talking about a shliach, right? That was your question. So, what? Oh, it was your question. I'm sorry. So it was Yossi's question. Okay.
Give him credit for my question.
No.
She didn't protest at all.
Right. I should have known.
I'm having sleep now.
So, she asked better questions when Adas was on seven. So he says, "Mali shneihem shluchim, mali echamim." I read edim etzuyim l'kaimo. Says so. Lo polig rabbanim being ba'im chaburus anashin l'bayichidi. Gemara says that. I just think that's why Rashi says that when you just have stam people coming, people don't make a difference whether 100 people coming or one person coming. They don't know how many people are there. When you make somebody a shliach, then people say, "Oh, this guy's coming in and saying there's a shliach." Now I know that the reason why it's kosher is because there are two people here. But otherwise, people may not make the distinction. I think the question is better than the answer. Okay.
But the Messiah is exactly the same.
It's still two.
Yeah.
Okay. So you asked Yossi again. Yossi, you asked, "Well, this is only going according to the Amad Amar who says that according to Rava, which is the whole point of funny nechtav is because you need to kiyam ashtar."
Right.
So look at Tosos. Tosos says, "Perish bekunchush the time of mishum the ainidim mishum lekaimo." Venira Tosos says, "I can even answer for Rava. Venira dafilu lemandam lefish emikin lishma iri." This may be also according to Mandamar talks about you need lishma. He's worried about lishma. But hachar de laachar shalomdu, right? After that, they learned that you have to have shma. So bebeitre. So they are. But then we say after they learned, you still had to say it because we had the zero that maybe chazar davar lekilkulo. So he says here, but bebeitre to lo shchiach lo gazrinan shema yachzor lekilkulo. Avamanda savar shnayim sheviu get srichin. Right, according to Manda Amar, we'll see in a moment. According to Manda Amar, says two people that bring a get must say befani nechtam. That is savar lefish emikin lishma kiraba. That Manda Amar must hold like Rabba about the lishma. Dilarava afilu lo amar zebefani nechtam kasher kevin shomer because they have two people mekayim to get. So we'll see in a moment the second Manda Amar will say that two people bring. If you say two people bring a get, do not have to say befani nechtam. You can answer for either Rabba and Rava. But if you say they do have to bring a get, that's only going to be that shita can only be according to Rabba about lishma. Because according to Rava, what do I need to say it? I already have the two people there to be kind to get. So the Amalei Abaye says, now that we just established that two people who bring it do not have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. So Amalei Abaye, Elamiyata, according to you, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, what about the seif of the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah said, or later in the Mishnah says, Shnayim omrim b'faneinu nechtav. The echad, a third person, says b'fanei nechtam. So two say written, one say sign. The Mishnah says pasul, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Taima, that must be the ena get yotzetzim mitachas yidei shneim. That must only be a case that only one of the three is appointed a shliach. So hag yotzim mitachas shneim. But if the two who say b'fanei nechtav, right, and therefore they're the ones who can be mekayim to get, the two say b'fanei nechtav, then machshir rabbanan, there would be no machlokas, and the rabbanan would say that is kosher. So answers Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, amar lein, yeah, ena chanami. The whole issue that the Mishnah is talking about, where it's possible, Mr. Freud, can I ask you to stop scrolling? It's really, it's just taking a. It's making a lot of noise. Can you put it on silent? Okay, no problem. Not a problem. Haget yotzim itachas deshneya machshir rabbanan amrle in. The Gemara says in. Yeah, no problem. The Gemara says that's going to be the issue. It'll be kosher. it'll be kosher. Gemara says, V'chi ein get yotzei mitach shideim b'may pligi. So now we have a machlokas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, that the seif of the Mishnah was that two people say b'fanei nechtav, and one person says b'fanei nechtam, then Rabbi, the Tanakhama says it is pasul, and Rabbi Huda says it's kosher. So why? What's the machlokas? So ein get yotzei mitach shideim b'may pligi. Why does Rabbi Huda say that get is kosher? So Gemara says, my savor gazrinan dilma asi lachlufei b'kim shtaris ta'alma v'ed echad, umat savor lo gazrinan. What happens you have over here is you have, it's only one person who's the shliach. Are we concerned if you only have one person shliach, and you're mikayim the get, are you going to confuse that with the regular kim shtaris? The Tanakhama says yes. Huda says no. I'm not concerned about that. I don't know if it means that he's never concerned about it, or only it means here he's not concerned about it, because you have so many, you know, like Rashi's question, you have so many witnesses showing up over here, maybe you won't get confused. That could confuse the regular case. Here there's three people showing up, or two people showing up with the ksiva. So I'm not sure whether it means only in this case or across the board.
Well, our concern is that the husband will comment.
The concern is always about Ira Harbal, but here we're concerned.
But there are so many people, so they need them for the actual act.
No, they're not here for the actual act. The act of they're here for...
Yes. No, this is just a chabura.
Right, so Rabbi Huda is saying that there's a lot of people here. There are a lot of people here. But the concern here is that you're going to say in a different case, like a Stam Mamanos case, that you can say also one person can do Kiyum Shtaros. We know you need two people to do Kiyum Shtaros. So here, Rabbanan said, if only one person was appointed as the Shliach, you're going to get confused with Kiyum Shtaros. Rabbi Huda says, yeah, only one person was appointed, but there are multiple people here, like you're saying, Shia, now I can put you on. So said that there's more than one person saying, you know, coming, so maybe they won't get confused. People on the outside. People on the outside. That was Rashi's answer. That was Rashi's answer before that we didn't like. He said, they don't know the difference. When people come and say, I'm a shliach, then they know the difference.
When three people come for a get,
right.
Everyone on the outside is not going to know why they're coming.
So when they announce that they're shlichim, then they'll know.
Right. Mati, I hear you.
I don't know what they did. It was in those days, everything was done open in the marketplace. Everything was done on the outside. There were hundreds of people all over the place. Yeah, it was like that's how it was done. Yeah, the front gates of the city, the chalitza, everything was done. Everybody was there. Okay, so lishnach.
Yes, they had no TV.
The marketplace, exactly. All right, so lishnach rina amrila. Some say that we just said that Rav Shmuel said the name of Yochanan that get that comes from two. Does not say before nechtam. Lishnach rina is amra la, and we mentioned this in the Tosos above. Amra Shmuel bar Yehuda, amra Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu get yotzei mitach shnei pasul. Even if two people bring the get and they're both shlichim, they would still have to say before nechtam. So the case that we brought down, well, the case was echad omer before nechtam. Even if both of them were the shlichim, they would still be pasul because they would both have to say before nechtam and before nechtam. Amar Shmuel Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu get yotzei mitach shnei'em, right? Puzzle. Alma kasavar, he must hold. Shnayim sheviu get from Dinas Hayam. Two people bring a get from Dinas Hayam, and they're shlichim. Tzrichim sheyomer b'fanei nechtav, b'faneinu nechtam. They have to say those words, b'faneinu nechtav, b'faneinu nechtam.
For
Lishma
reasons?
So Tosos had mentioned above, that it has to be. It has to be for Lishma. I thought that's what Tosel mentioned. That would be according to Rabba. But the, 1 second. Yeah, so Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, according to that, Elamiyata, let's look at the Seifa of the case. Right, again, let's look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Katani, it says in the Seifa, Shnayim Omrim Befaneinu Nechtav. Then Echad Omrim Befanei Nechtam. We say that's Pasol. Rabbi Huda Machshir. Rabbi Huda says it's Kasher. So the Gemara says, and so he asks, Afilu get yotzei mitach shnei'em. We have two people saying b'faneinu nechtam, a third person saying b'faneinu nechtam. So even if two people there were made the shlichim of the get, it's going to be pasli rabbanan. The Gemara says, yeah, amalei in. That's correct. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim apply even if two people were appointed to be shlichim. According to the Tanakhama, they both have to say b'faneinu nechtam, and Rabbi Yehuda does not. So the Ma'akev Ifligi, so here Yoni, here's your, we get to you. The Ma'akev Ifligi, what's the machlokas? So Mar Savar, the Tanakhama is going to hold, Lefisha Ein Bikim Lashma. It's a lishma issue. Therefore, I need to know lishma. I have to say before I nechtan, before I nechtan. Because it doesn't, just because there are two people there, and they don't, that doesn't help me for my lishma. They have to make the statement. But Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold the fisha ain edim mitzriim lekaimo. It's because it's a kiyum shtar issue. And if I have two, I have two, and they have the kiyum shtar.
Why can't one person say,
why is it adequate
for one person to say lishma,
you know,
was done lishma? Why don't you two? We got
the both points. All you need is one. I hear you, but first of all, in this case, they didn't.
One said.
No, one said. Two said b'fanenu nechtam, and a different one said. We said it was a third party. That's what we always said it was a third party.
Didn't Nachum dealt with something once before? He said one item was to do it for yourself, and two items for.
No, his question is good. His question is like, wait, what's the difference? So I pointed two people to be say. I pointed two people to my shliach. One of them say, "Befanei naftam." Why do I need to have two? What is it? What is it? Common? So I think the kol mosif gareya could be. Maybe just said you added both. They have to say both. Say it.
I'm talking about the edim sign. Yeah, it's edim. But the edim sign together.
Right. I'm not hearing you.
Wait. When you say befanei naftam, you're saying the edim is signed
together. The edim that signed together in front of us.
Right. So if you have two edim actually. Point the shtreich by the Baal to give the get.
Right.
Then, and we don't really require nechtam anyways. There you get.
We do require chasim l'shma.
Right.
Still, that doesn't change.
You still require chasim l'shma. Those two witnesses who sign the get have to sign the get l'shma. Right.
More than nechtam.
So, I'm not following.
The get doesn't require the actual signature.
That's a coin. That's a machlok. It's Eidim Asiri the Chasim Makar.
Same thing.
If you hold Eidim Chasim Makar, they have to be there. And even if you hold Eidim Asiri Makar, Rav Elazar said that once you sign it and it's not done correctly, you have a Mazuyah Mitocho issue.
Right.
So it's better not to sign it. If you hold like Rav Elazar, it's better not to sign them at all. Questions wise, Mazuyah Mitocho. That was the Tosfos. I didn't talk about the Zion. Okay. I hear your question, Yossi. I'm not sure. So, Mike Mithili, again, so back, this is Yoni's point. But Mike Mithili, Mar Savra, Lefishe Mekin Lashma, Mar Savra, Lefishe Eidim Mitsum Lekaimel. The Gemara says, then, Lema the Rabba the Rava Tanahi. Remember the entire first paragraph, we were trying to find the Machlokes Tanahi between Rabba and Rava. You just found it here.
Right.
So, the Gemara says, no. There's not a Machlokes between Rabba and Rava. Lo, Rava Mitaritz Kalishna Kama. Rava, who holds of, Rava holds of Lefishe Eidim Mitsum Lekaimel. He's going to answer like the Lishna Kama. Therefore, what Rashi says, Rav retires Lishna Kama. The ain get yotzei mitachas yidei shneim. The machlokas in the Mishnah is when only one of them is made the shliach. The ishnayim heviu. If two of them bring it, kuli alma kosher. The ain tzrichim latam fisha ain dimutzim lekaimo. If two bring it, they don't have to say before I nechta because they're two there. I don't have a problem of substantiating the get. So he's going to hold at the first. Remember, we had two ways to explain this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So Rabbi's just going to grab the first way to explain it. Therefore, it's not a machlokas tanoim. And Rabba amalach. And Rabba's going to say no. Even in the second answer, don't say that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Is a machlokas of whether or not lishma is an issue. They're both going to hold that lishma is an issue. Just the Mishnah is talking about a case after they learned, and now the question is whether to make the gzeira that shemar chazar davar lekil kulo. Right? Rava amar lach kuli alma beinu lishma. This whole thing beinu lishma. So you have two people bringing the get. This lishma basra says it's that you two people bring the get. They still have to say before I nechta according to the Tanakama. And Rabbi Huda says they do not. So what's the machlokas? They both hold you need lishma. If they both hold you need lishma, so why does Rabbi Huda say they don't have to say it? It's because it's after they learned. If it's after they learned, why is the Tanakama holding they do have to say it? Because Mar Savar, it's Hakamai Skin La Achar Shalamdu, Ubigzeir Shema Yatsar Double Kulu Kamithli. The Mar Savar Gazrin, and the Chamim Pasal the Get, because they said even though that you learned, you still have to say before they nechtam, even for the lishma purpose, because maybe we're worried, Shema Chazar Double Kulu. And you keep the takana. It's almost like the Yacht of Shani takana. You know that.
So about that last night during the Rabbi Jewish history this year.
Yeah, about that gzeira.
Any gzeira from the Gemara stays.
Right. Okay. Umar Savar and one holds. Logaz Rinan, we don't make this gzeira. So two shlichim brought it. We don't have lishma issues anymore. The only possibility issue that we might have now is maybe kiyum shtaros. So let them be mekayim shtar. They don't have to say before I nechta. So that's how you answer up. So the Gemara then says, okay, the lif lognami Rabbi Yehuda bereisha. So let Rabbi Yehuda also argue in the reisha. Rabbi Yehuda says now, the case in the sefer was, what was the sefer again? It was shnayim omrim, two say before I nechtav, and one says before I nechtav. The case of the reisha was, one says before I nechtav, and one says before I nechtav. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say the get is kosher over there? Since the get is coming out of two people, and there's no right for coming out from two people. So that coming out from two people are I guess maybe even if they're shlichim, say two people are appointed and they come. One says funny nechtam, one says funny nechtam. We're not concerned about flipping it up with kiyum shtaros because you have two people here. He's not concerned with lishma anymore because it's after they learn. So why doesn't he argue that case also? So itmar laz. Amar says no. We already learned in that mishnah. Amar ula chol kayar yehuda after rishona. He doesn't argue that also. He says it's kosher. He says that case would be kosher. So masiv Rav Hoshe l'ula. No. So Rav Hoshe says to ula. No, he's not. He does argue in that case, and our question still stands. Why? Because he learned Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'zov lo ba'acheres. The brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda argues in this case in the Mishnah and not in the other case. Well, acheres is a very amorphous term. What is acheres? He assumed acheres meant the other part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, my love, lemaute, comes to exclude the case of echad omer b'fane nechtam, the echad omer b'fane nechtam. In that case, he doesn't argue, and Rabbi Yehuda will be molded, the get would be puzzled, and then we have a question as to why. So the Gemara says, lo. He argues, Bryce is not saying that he doesn't argue in the first case in the Mishnah. He does argue in the first case in the Mishnah. If one says b'fanei nechtav and one says b'fanei nechtam, he also argues and says that is good as well. He doesn't have a lishma problem, and he doesn't have the problem with mitsuyim l'kaimo because there are two people right here. So what does it say that he doesn't argue in the other case? It's the me'ute, the following case. It's where a shliach comes and says, b'fanei nechtam, alo b'fanei nechtav. You're not going to like this. It says b'fanei nechtav, nechtam of alo b'fanei nechtam. So why would he say that that's okay? The guy's, it's one aid, just saying one word of the funai nechtav. So the Gemara says, the sakat ayda chamina, you might have had a havamina, ho'il below gazer Rabbi Yehuda gzeira shema yachzer double kilkulo, since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to the gzeira that once we had lishma, we're concerned that it might, he doesn't subscribe to the gzeira of this, maybe he doesn't subscribe to the other gzeira either, of shema, of, let's read Zayir Shem Yachshav Davle Kekulo. So maybe Dilma Asli Echluf Bekim Shtaris the Alma Beirecha Nami Lo Gazer. Maybe he also doesn't hold the other Zayir. The whole reason why you need why will you not hold that Zayir? I mean, the whole reason why you need two by the Shliach is because you don't want either you need two or you need Befani Nechtam and Befani and Befani Nechtam is to avoid confusion with Kim Shtaris. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that either. Kamash Milan. If the guy comes and only says one, Rabbi Yehuda says it is possible because he is concerned with Kim Shtaros, confusing with Kim Shtaros. Okay? Itmar Nami. So this is, and Itmar Nami, Rashi says, the last Rashi, Itmar Nami Kalishna Basra de Rabbi Yochanan. The Lishna Basra Rabbi Yochanan was again that Shnaim Sheviyu get, they must say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Right? That's what they must say, and Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. Itmar Nami, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shnaim Sheviyu get Medinas Hayom, Banu Lemachlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. There is a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. According to Lishna Kama, when Shnayim brought the get as Shlichim, there was not, according to Lishna Kama, there was no Machlokas. The only Machlokas was when only one was appointed to Shliach. The Lishna Kama, even when two were appointed to Shlichim, even there Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan argued, and that's what this Brisa holds, that there's still a Machlokas, and therefore it's even according, this Brisa goes according to the Lishna Basra. Okay. Little story now. Rabba Bar Bachana Cholosh. Rabba Bar Bachana got sick. So Olegabe, Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabba, Lishiulebe. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, and Rabba came to be Vakar Cholim. So Boi Minei. So what do you do when you Vakar Cholim? You learn. So Boi Minei, Shnayim, two Shlichim, Shehiviu get Medina Sayam, that they were appointed, and they bring the get from the Medina Sayam. Tzrichim Shiyom Rufaneinu Nechtab, Rufaneinu Nechtab, Moin Tzrichim. Do not have to say it. Amar Lahem, he answered them, Ain Tzrichim, like the Lishna Kama. He was like Lishna Kama. So he gives a reason. He says, Ma, Ilu Yomru Bifaneinu Gersha Milo Mehemne. They sort of have a migo. They don't even have to say Bifanei Nechtam, Bifanei Nechtam. They can just walk in with the get and they could testify and say it took place in front of us. We were the edim for we were there. We established a divorce. So therefore, they have a migo. You would believe us if we said that. You have to believe us if we said this, right? I don't know how they have that migo, but they're walking in now. The Baal's of Medina Sayyam, and the whole case is the Tzarim Shabon Medina Sayyam. The Baal's of Medina Sayyam, she's not. And so he's bringing the get to her. So what does it mean with Nano Gersha?
What does it mean without the get?
Both of them are Shlichim.
Right, both of them are Shlichim. But I'm saying the Baal and the woman are different places. That's why you have to have a Shlich Lahalacha. They're saying basically, had they gotten up and said that we were the Edim that saw the Baal give the get to the wife, they would be believed.
The wife?
Yeah. Who else is the Baal giving the get to?
So
they bringing it to the wife?
Or they're bring. That's my question. They're bringing it to her.
They're bringing it to her. The shlichim are bringing it to her.
Correct.
Not the husband.
Correct. But they have amigo. They could say that we... They could have said, so that's amigo. So if you were to believe them on that, you could believe them before they know that. You believe them when they come to get... That they don't have to say before they nechtam, before they nechtam. Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I don't understand amigo. There's no Rashi here, right?
No.
They just assume. They assume it's amigo. My question is, I know your question is more fundamental. My question is just from Matthias' place, why they believe? The whole reason why they're shlichim leholacha is because the Baal and the Isha are not in the same place. So how can they ever testify that we saw the Nesina Saget? They're not together. They're in different locations. One's in Medina Sayam, one's in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. What? No, they didn't say that. They could have said that. That's the Migo. That's the Migo. All right. In the meantime, Adahachi... Asa hahu chavra. This chavra came. Rashi says it's Parsai, it's a Persian. Yeah, go ahead.
At what point are they testifying? Are they testifying that we gave this woman the get as a
they could,
and now testifying in Bezdin about it?
Are you saying they could have testified a couple of weeks later?
Right. This could have happened. They could have said that, well, we still have brought from Greece, but we gave it to her already. We could have testified we gave it to her already, and it was a good get.
No, but
they're testifying about the action originally, even though she has to get her.
They had a better
testimony they could have given that we gave.
Right, Rashi mentioned something earlier, right? Was it on top? Hey.
Note 13
on Hey Manalev. If two witnesses were to testify in court that they had seen someone divorce his wife, either by giving her the get or by giving it to her appointed agent, they would certainly be believed, and any subsequent challenge by the husband would be ignored, even if she's not produced the get, is the first one.
Right.
Read a note. Okay. Now, these two agents are tantamount to two witnesses testifying that the woman is divorced, because they are stating that they were told by the husband to deliver the get to his wife.
Right.
Hence, any subsequent challenge made by the husband would be rejected.
But right, it had to have been delivered already because the husband could pull the agent back until he could give the get. So the get would already have been given.
No, can he pull him back? Was another Mishnah. We said that it's a schus for her. Once it goes there, it's a schus for her. So he can't pull it back. No, but that was not that.
That was
a get also. I know. They have amigo. They could have, like you said, they could have said later on. Like, when the husband comes later on to complain, they say that's an invalid get. You can say, no, we were there when you divorced her, and they would be believed. They'd be lying, but they would be believed.
No, because when they gave the get, them was a shlich, and they finished the shlichus, it's as if they gave the get their term.
But I don't think that's the question that the chart. That's not what they're saying. They're saying we were there. We witnessed the get being given by the husband to the wife. Okay, could be. All right, let's just finish up 5 minutes. Perfect. Okay. So Ad Hachi, in the meantime, when they were discussing this, Asa Hahu Chabara. This Chabara came. Rashi says Chabara is a Persian. Toso says no. Chabara is a different nation that came during the times of Yochanan, that came into Babel during the times of Yochanan. And when they came, they sort of messed up all the Persians there. It was a different group, and there were some issues with these Chabara. Ushakal Shragar Mikamayu, and he put out the candles, because they had some sort of holiday that they weren't allowed to have candles lit. Right? Jewish history, you can sort of talk about this. Right, so, and that was their day. And no one else can light candles except in the house of worship. Right, so that's so. Shlagel Kedar Kamei. So Amar Rachmana. So Amar Rabbi Rachmana says, "Oy Rachmana, Kadosh Baruch Hu, oh Betulach." I think Betulach means like hide us in your shade that we don't your shade shade, not the shade, not Shandalid. Oh Betulah de Baresav, or send us in the hands of the Romans. I mean, the Romans are better than these Chabara. So the Neimra de Romai Ma'al Ni Parsai, they tell me that the Romans are better than the Persians. That can't be. Vatanei Rabchia learned, my Dixiv, the Pasuk in Eov says, Elohim Hevin Darkav, Hu Yada Es Mekoma, Hashem understands the path of Torah, and he knows where it's best to sit and learn that Torah. Yodei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael She'ein Yecholim Nekabel Gezeiros Romayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that B'nai Yisrael cannot withstand the enactments of the Romans. Amar v'higla osam l'bavel. Therefore, he sent him to Bavel. That's during the Zman of the first base of English, I guess. So the Gemara says, so he says the Romans are worse than the Persians. So, Lokasha, what?
No, the first one.
It's afterwards.
No, but Lebavel. Lebavel's the first. Lebavel's
the first.
Lebavel's the first.
It was throughout the rest of the time period. But, didn't mean necessarily then only.
But they weren't hugla to Bavel.
Why Bavel? They stayed in Bavel.
They stayed in Bavel. They weren't exiled to Bavel.
Great, agree, because the Roman Empire never got into Bavel. That's why.
That's what he's saying.
He's
just saying that from
Chorban
Bayis Rishon, they found a safe haven.
I don't know. The Marsha says it's. The Marsha argues with Mati. The Marsha says that Bavel's talking about Chorban Bayis Rishon.
And stay there.
But when you stay there, you're not exiled there. Well, you're already
why
there.
Syria?
Why not go back there at all?
Why not Syria?
Why not
Egypt?
Okay.
No.
But after the second base of Mikdash, they were exiled to Rome.
Yeah, they were.
They were.
No.
Yes.
No, they may have been there, but where was the part that saved them is Bavel still. There were no Romans in Bavel. Not arguing with you, Mark. Just telling.
But the first time, with Higla Osa means they were exiled to a place.
Agreed.
The only time where the exile was specific to Bavel was after the first base of Mikdash.
We're not arguing. I'm not arguing.
Okay.
The reason why Bavel is because there were never Romans in Bavel.
There were never Romans in Bavel. Correct.
You're not arguing that either.
Okay.
But what you're trying to say is Higla Osa and Bavel, and they found a safe haven there for the next 500 years.
Right. That's exactly what it's saying.
Okay, but Lokasha, so the Gemara, why is he saying send us to Rome? Well, so Gemara says, Lokasha, ha mikame din nasu chabari le Bavel, ha de blasa de asu chabari le Bavel. Prior to this chabara coming to Bavel, Bavel was better.
Excellent.
But after this chabari came, Bavel was not so good.
By the way, that was the year 250.
Okay. So, Chayim Mekasha, Omer, Rotskosh Baruch, Chazak Yisrael, Fikah, Yom, Torah, Mishra, Shemar, Nacha, Beitzah, Matzah, Tzikot, Yagdil, Torah, V'yadir.